Sometime along about second grade at our little Catholic school, I took my first standardized test, an IQ test. I don't recall most of the questions, but one has stuck with me after all these years. On the page were presented two images, a horse and a pig. The question was simple: which one is bigger? On the page, of course, the images were exactly the same size. Even so, it was a no-brainer. See, only a few weeks before that, my family had visited the state fair. My brothers and I had wandered among the livestock sheds, admiring the prized bantam roosters and woolly sheep and spotted cows, fascinated by farm animals as only suburban kids could be. Soon we came to a great, stinking, muddy stall containing the most enormous animal I had ever seen in real life. The keeper explained, "This is a champion sow." My mother further explained that a sow was a female pig. This one was of record size, so large it had won the blue ribbon. It must have weighed hundreds of pounds, maybe over 1,000. We gawked until we could stand the stink no more, and moved on. The next shed contained a corral in which stood several shaggy miniature horses, no bigger than large dogs. I was taken aback. We watched westerns on TV almost every night, and the horses had looked so much bigger on TV. "Those are a special kind of horse called Shetland ponies," my mother explained confidently, as if she were a horse coper from a Montana ranch and not a housewife from an East Coast subdivision. So when I reached that question on the IQ test, the answer was obvious. Pigs were way bigger than horses. There must have been other questions like that, ones that asked me in the abstract to contradict what I'd seen with my own eyes, because I apparently did so poorly that my teacher summoned my parents to a conference about it. Did I suffer from some learning disability that was only now coming to light, she wanted to know, or was I just being a smart aleck? I'm not sure what they told her. They came home a little befuddled and asked whether I could see the blackboard all right. And I said, sure, and the matter ended there. So I survived my first academic stumble. But ever since, I've looked at all standardized tests with a jaundiced eye for one simple reason. All the pigs that I ever personally saw were bigger than all the horses I ever saw. That was the truth, and also the wrong answer.